to be rich in what matters to God, to be truly rich. Father James Brooks was a priest from Cincinnati who died at the age of 39 in 2017. He had been 10 years a priest, and he had been battling cancer, and with his treatments, he wasn't able to celebrate Mass for his parish for a number of weeks. And then one Sunday, after the treatments, he was feeling strong enough, and he had celebrated the Masses as the pastor for his parishioners. And it was the last Mass that he was able to celebrate for them. And it was on this Sunday, with these readings, back in 2016. He lived 9 months after that, but he wasn't able with his declining health. But these were the last readings that he preached to his parishioners. And so I want you just to put the readings into that context. Because here's a priest who, in the weeks and months before, everything was on a human level being stripped from him. All the natural consolations of life, even the spiritual consolations of being able to be with his people in his parish. And he gave a homily. His last to his parishioners. And he said within there, you know, as someone's looking in the face of death, it strips away a lot of things and you're able to see clearly a lot better of what it means to be truly rich. He said, because you know, for years, I'd approach this gospel and even I'd preach and, you know, talk about how, you know, greed truly is such a real dangerous thing. It's such a dangerous sin. And the vanity of wealth and clinging to that. But he said the true line that this gospel is all about and what makes sense of all the rest of it, of the whole parable, is when God says to the rich man, "You fool, you are rich in the things of this life, but not in what matters to God. You weren't truly rich. You were rich only in these earthly things, but to be rich in what matters to God." And then he had said, you know, and so, you know, what are those things that are, that make one rich with God? Because, you know, you say when you get to the end of your life, you don't want to be one of the people in which God says to you, "You fool." No, I want to be on the right side of things, right? And so he says, you know, a person, they can take and make a list of what are those things that are important to God. You know, following the commandments, going to Mass every Sunday, being a good person, praying the rosary, giving to charity, on and on and on. And you think, these are the things that I need to do that are important to God. But he said, is our God that petty? Is that what's truly most important to God? Where instead of substituting those earthly things, now I have these spiritual things that I need to focus on. He said, they're good things. Going to Mass, praying the rosary, giving to the poor, these are good things. But unless I see with clear eyes what is most important to God, those things don't matter. Because if I'm missing that, if I'm missing what's truly the thing that makes a person rich, those other things on my list, they don't matter. And so what is it? What is it that matters most to God? I don't know how I came across it. It was a couple months ago. But I came across, it was, you know, they have his homilies, they put it online on their little website, just like we do here. And when he asked that question, I paused it. I was like, okay, what is it? Because clearly it's not all these earthly things. That's not what makes a person rich. It doesn't. And even just doing these things for God, that's not what truly makes a person rich. They only matter in terms of this other thing of what matters to God, what matters most to God. What is it? What is it that matters most to God? Why did he create everything? Why did he send his prophets and then his own son to suffer and die? Because what is it that matters most to God? It's you. It's me. This is what matters most to him. It's why he created. It's why he sent the prophets to draw us back to him. It's why he sent his son. Jesus came to be with us and to die for us. Why? So that we could be with him. Because what matters most to God is you. It's me. It's not about a list, even of the best spiritual things that I can do. Those are only things that help me to belong to him, that I might give myself freely to him. Because what matters most to God, it's me. It's my heart. It's you. It's your heart. It's every heart. Because where your heart is, that's where your treasure is at. Where your heart is, that is where your treasure is at. And if God has that, if he has that, he has everything. But if he doesn't have that, even if he has all those other things on that list, if you're doing all those perfectly, but if he doesn't have your heart, none of it matters. It doesn't. It's to see with clear eyes. What makes a person truly rich, where the true treasure is, it's to be rich in what matters most to God, which is to have him. And not only is he our greatest treasure, but everyone, you know what God's greatest treasure is? It's you. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God's greatest treasure is you. And you think, no, it's the truth. What God treasures most is you and your heart. It's his greatest treasure. So at this last Mass that Father James celebrated, at the consecration, when he held up the host after praying the prayers of Jesus, "This is my body given up for you," he held up the host and he froze. And tears began to come down his eyes. And then when he held up the chalice, the same thing happened. He froze. And tears began to come down his eyes again. And at the end of Mass, during the announcements, he said, I have to apologize. I'm sorry for the delay in the Eucharistic prayer, but when I was holding up the Eucharist, I saw the crucified Lord, and I saw how much he desires me. I saw how much he treasures me. And I saw that my sufferings are nothing compared to the loving sufferings of him. It was the last Mass he celebrated, but he told his sister, in the struggles with cancer in the months following, that it was the grace of that Mass at the Eucharist, in seeing the way that God desired him, and the way that God treasured him, that was the grace that carried him through his own passion, so that he, when he died, would be able to receive the greatest treasure, which is God himself.